Okay, good evening. So, it's actually we're learning this sugya on Hanukkah. So this is going to be a Hanukkah show. How is this going to be a Hanukkah show? First of all, we're learning about Hanukkah. Second of all, these Gemaras over here, the Gemara over here is a little bit lighter. So it's going to be more of a Geshmakashir in the sense. It's not going to be a little bit less Lumdish, a little bit more Agadata, a little bit more Darshaning tonight. But we'll do some really good Gemaras here. The Gemara says in Chav Kimo on the base, 23b. Okay. Amar Rava. Judge, where's Rava from? What's your Shiva? It's not in the Rishonim book.
Rava is in the west, right?
He's Babylonian. Pumadisa. See, yeah, Yechezkel's on the ball. Amar Rava. See, he didn't even have to Google it. Amar Rava. Pshitali, Pashit to me, says Rabba, Ner Beso, Vener Chanukah, Ner Beso Adif, Mishum, Shalom Beso. Zakt Rabba, it's Pashit to me. If I have a choice, if I could only afford one thing between lighting Shabbos candles and lighting Ner Beso for Shabbos, and near Hanukkah, in that case, near base was Aldif. Shabbos candles have priority for Vos. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisai. Zakt Rashi. Near base of near Hanukkah. Near base of a Shabbos. To light the candles at a house on Shabbos. Ru Ani. We're talking about a person who's a pauper. Then look at Likno Shemin. Doesn't have enough money to buy oil for two candles. Shalom Beso. The Shabbos candle comes first because Shalom Beso has priority. But I'm going to comment on the Gemara will say later on, we'll talk about Shabbos candles. Tizak Mashal Nafshi. It takes away from having, you know, Zuhalak is near Shabbos, but Beso Mitzdar and Leisha Bechasa. It's painful to sit in the dark. To sit in the dark is painful. The Chavetz Chaim, which actually the Machaber says, Aber says in Tough Reish Ayin Ches. Chelik Bav, if anyone wants. So, Mechaber says, Mishi in Yado Masagis Liknus Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos. Yikne Ner Shabbos, if Ne Shalom Beis. So, we pass, if you only pick one, you do near Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis. The Mishabura says in Yeshlo near Echel Beiso Sogi Afal Gav, even though the Toiv Roy Sheshnei Ner on Shabbos, we know of course we like two candles on Shabbos, at least two candles. But if technically speaking, does the Gemara say Masecha Shabbos you have to light two candles? No. We'll actually if you learn Shabbos, the Sogi's of Shabbos, we may touch on it. Doesn't say it, so technically it could be Yotzi with one candle. So you have one candle for Shabbos, if you have enough for two, and one candle for Hanukkah. The next Mishabura talks for Shalom Beis, so he says, Yesh Omer Dezan Hazeh, in our day, Shema Likim, if we light inside the menorah. So the menorah, you have light from the menorah. So the menorah, even though it's forbidden to have the or, to get Shtamash the or menorah, but since it's in your house, you should buy the Chanukah candles first. Then he says most Achronim argue on that. But in our day, in our time, Allah Achronim, all the great later authorities say, since we have electricity and we have light, if you have, let's say, not all of us, we're all rich, even those who don't work at Google, right? Even though all the Google, so everyone can afford two candles. I've never met someone in our generation. So let's say though, it's not that you forgot. You thought you had candles, and poof, you wake up. It's 5 minutes before Lach Benchen, and you only have one candle. And you can't get. You don't have time to get two. So what do? Do you light the Shabbos candle, or do you light the Hanukkah candle? So in our day, not if we have electricity, you would do the Hanukkah candle, because it's a mitzvah, and you have light. Rashi says, what's the reason Rashi, but we just read Rashi, what's the language of Rashi?
It's going to be said when you're sitting in the dark.
Does anyone sit in the dark today? Is that relevant or pertinent to anyone? There's no Shalom Bayis. The whole reason, means We have Chanukah as Persuminisa. Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. But there's no question of Shalom Bayis today, right? Because everybody has electricity. Right? We all have light. No one's sitting in the dark. So the whole Svar of Shalom Bayis, Menei Obey, doesn't apply like that, okay? So the place can bring it down. Ashkenazi, Sephardi, Chassidus, Yeshivish. You pick. But today, we give priority to Neiros Chanukah.
Why couldn't you make this
bracha,
two brachas on them? Like, light your candles and make your Shabbos bracha and your Hanukkah bracha.
Are you allowed to use your Hanukkah candle for anything? We learned this. You can't use your Hanukkah candle for anything else.
So start with the Shabbos bracha.
No, it's a stira. The Hanukkah candle you can't have any pleasure from. The Shabbos candles are there for Oinig Shabbos. It's Minei Ubei means they're intrinsically contradictory. The Chanukah candles is forbidden to use the light whatsoever. And the Shabbos candles are there purely for the light. The Shabbos candles are supposed to be on your table, as I mentioned, the Shalosh Shittos. They're supposed to benefit from them. On the contrary, I always point out in Sukkot, people should not be lighting candles inside where they're not by the Suda. Ideally, it should be either in your sukkah, or if you have little kids who are going to knock it down, then put it somewhere where you can see it from the sukkah, right? But you're supposed to benefit from the Shabbos candles. So you can't, they don't work together, but it is a good question.
How does Jewish guru justify that?
To do what?
Use the same Chanukah candles for Shabbos.
So he says, maybe you call it a kshas sakana. That's what he says. That Rav Achrayim argue on that. But for sure you couldn't make a brach on the Shabbos candles on that. Lamaisa today, if you be in a situation, you can. Actually, who was that? I don't know if my house is here for Shabbos. Someone's asking this Shabbos. Like John Frank was just in the hospital, and I gave him a little menorah. Not menorah. I gave him a plug in Shabbos candles. Speak to me if you get stuck. Right, he had advanced planning. He already went on Thursday night. By Friday, he realized it was going to be a long day. So he went to the hospital. I gave him something to plug in. Has two incandescent light bulbs. According to Rav Paiskim, you can make a bracha on the incandescent light bulbs, right?
What is incandescent?
It has a filament.
Yeah,
as opposed to LED or fluorescent. It has a filament.
The old kind of bulb.
The common bulb.
They're legal.
Okay, so that kind of bulb, Ramesh doesn't like that. Ramesh says you can't say Rav Chanan. But Rav Paiskim hold that you can do it. Rav Paiskim hold if you turn on the light, by the way, it's Isser Deraisa. Even those who hold electricity is Derabbanan, Rav Chaim Isser, and most Paiskim hold that incandescent light bulbs is literally Ish. Akirikaki can make a bracha. Same svar. When we rely on you know, these kind of lights, not incandescent light bulbs, I assume, right? Most are not. When we rely on shvush to shvush, we're assuming they're derabbanans, okay? Now, there is an interesting discussion, which I saw the Dirshu brings down, which I had seen in other places, but I'll just use the Dirshu just because he brings it down in short, which is nice. He says, let's say you mishab erev Shabbos Chanukah, right? So you have no money. You are a complete pauper. You have no money on erev Shabbos Chanukah. God forbid someone this Friday has zero geld. There's no money. Can't buy one candle of Chanukah. Can't buy one candle of Shabbos. Okay. The Rambam brings down the halacha that for neres Chanukah you're chayiv. Limkor Kesuso, you're obligated to sell your shirt, which is actually, we learned that out from Dalad Kaisus, right, from all cases of publication, it's such a great mitzvah, you have to sell your shirt! You gotta sell your shirt to do the mitzvah. So his topic, the pun of the Churav, has a shayla. What goes for Shabbos or Chanukah? Shabbos, right? If you have a dollar to buy a candle, you buy the Shabbos candle, not the Chanukah candle. But Chanukah has a separate halacha that if you have no money, you're mechuyov to sell your shirt to buy the Chanukah candles. So he wants to know, right? Well, in this case, if you sell your shirt, now you have money. What are you going to buy? You can end that. You don't buy the Hanukkah candle. You buy the Shabbos candle. You hear the kasha?
Because Shalom Bayis.
Because Shalom Bayis. So you're stuck here. Really?
You don't have to sell your shirt to buy a Shabbos candle.
You don't have to sell your shirt to buy a Shabbos candle. So what do? The whole reason you sell your shirt is to buy a Hanukkah candle. But once you sell your shirt, you now have money. And then once you have money, you have to buy the Shabbos candle.
That's 22.
Right. So that's the part of Shabbos kasha. He asks as a shayla. The Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Halicha Shlomo says, if you sold it to buy Hanukkah candles, so in this case, you're viewed as a klape Shabbos. As far as Shabbos, you have no money. And therefore, you don't buy the Shabbos candle. And therefore, you buy the Hanukkah candle. When do we say that Shabbos beats out Hanukkah? When you have $1. But here, we don't even view it as a dollar because the selling of the shirt is designated. Mm-hmm. It's designated for the Hanukkah candle. Rav Meisha says, unbelievably, and Rav Yosher says the same, that's also the same thing, that you gotta sell your shirt. Once you sell your shirt, then you gotta buy the Shabbos candles. So, right? So, mm-hmm. Interessant. He doesn't say, but I once saw it has been Ramesha how could that work? Really, the whole obligation to sell your shirt is only to buy Hanukkah candles. You have no obligation to buy Shabbos candles. So, it shouldn't be that you sell your shirt and then you have to buy Shabbos candles because. Even though, if you have a dollar, you have to buy Shabbos candles. So, the way I saw Rav Moshe explained is why don't you have to sell your shirt for Shabbos candles? Anyone know? So, if you remember correctly, about 4 years ago, in the Sukkah, Chesko, you're Pater. Actually, all the Googlers are Pater. 4 years ago in the Sukkah, I gave a shir on Heder Mitzvah.
They should have been here.
That's true. I gave a shir on Heder Mitzvah. And then in Hilchah Sukkah, the Mechaber brings down, the Mechaber says, as far as how much you're obligated to spend for a mitzvah, he says the language is, he says, for Heder Mitzvah, it's on shlish. Mm-hmm. Right? But he says, to pay for any mitzvah, you're not obligated to spend more than a fifth of your income. Well, if you don't have any money, you're not obligated to sell your shirt. That's all you have left. That's your asset. There's no mitzvah that's mechayiv you to do that. So how does it work by Neres Chanukah? So by Neres Chanukah, there's a special Takanas Chazal because of Pirsumi Nitzah, because of publication of mitzvah, which is only found by Pirsumi Nitzah. So it applies by two times you find by Neres Chanukah and buy dollar coasters, Yimkor Ksusa got even sell your shirt because the publication of Mitzvah says. So the way they want to say Kapir Ramesha is usually it's Ayavaz, you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money. It means if you could buy an Esther, can you imagine today anyone right wanting to, you know, so you don't go more than a fifth, so the price of women only at 10%, but even 10%, fewer an Esther would cost, God forbid, $25,000. Right? $25,000. You don't even have that kind of money. I mean, $25,000 extra cash. Right? I mean, the jacket of $80,000. So you have to buy it. That's the only asset. You have to buy that? So really, if it's up to a fifth of your income, if you can afford it, you should buy it. First date's deraisa, right? It's not so simple, by the way. You have to do it. It's mitzvah and a Torah the first day. If tefillin would cost $80,000. Right? Tefillin are $80,000. How much is mechuyev to pay? So there's a halacha. We're not going to get to the halacha now. So you don't have to sell your shirt to light Neres Shabbos. Only by Neres Chanukah. But says Rav Meisha, once you're already chayev to sell your shirt in order to buy Neres Chanukah, so the whole svara al Yevazves gets thrown out. And in other words, it goes directly to Neres Shabbos. We take out of the equation, because anyways, we're forcing you to sell, so that if you're going to be forced to sell, it should go directly to Shabbos. L'chor, that's what Ramesha says, and Rav Alyosha says as well. Okay, let's go for it.
Designated, it's like when we're learning in the Gemara about designating money for Korban.
It's not designated. Where is it designated?
What did you say? I'm going to sell my shirt so that I can sell. You don't have to say that. You're not sacrificing your shirt.
It's not karbanos over here.
No.
This is you can't just designate it. You have halachas. You have halachas of where the money goes, of what the priority is. So if you want to learn like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that we don't even view the selling of a shirt as it's in the equation for a Shabbos. So that's a svar. But Rav Moshe's not saying that. Neither is Rav Yashav. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. By the way, tonight, if anyone for the children, you know, you guys, this is an important night. Don't leave early. So the Gemara says, we'll see you soon. So near Beiso, near Chaka, near Beiso Aleph, Kishon Beis, near Beiso. By the way, I have a question. I saw that the Rishumi Kotna says this. How do we know? Why does Shalom Beis win, by the way? Why does Shalom Beis win? Rashi says, you see in the dark. Who says that that's more important than Pursumi Nisa? Right? So fine, you see in the dark on Shabbos. Where do we see that? That Shalom Bayis is it's so simple. The Gemara here learns it's simple. Shalom Bayis wins. And this, why is that so simple? Why is that so simple? Maybe Pirsumenis. Maybe Hashem spreading the miracle of Hanukkah wins. Right? Why is the Gemara assuming the Dabar Pashat? Actually, so if you look at the language of the Rambam, Pelchas Hanukkah, so the Rambam says, this is a very famous Rambam, it's Dalid Yudbeis. Mitzvah near Chanukah. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Mo'id. It's a very choshev, very precious mitzvah. The Tzarech Adam Lezayer Ba. Person has to be very careful. Kedei Lehodiya Hanes. To make known the mitzvah. Ulohoysef B'Shevach HaKel. And to add on praise to Hashem. V'Adiya. And to make known, right, the miracle that guided for us. And afilu imalo achol, actually, this halacha we just talked about. Even if you have nothing to eat, element of tzedakah, you're going to for charity. Shoyel of meicher k'suso yegad to sell even your shirt to buy oil for Hanukkah. That's how precious Hanukkah is. Why do we do this? To praise Hashem. Two Rambams later, he actually brings this halacha. Zakti Rambam. Hayalafan of near base of near Chanukah. If you have in front of you near base of near Chanukah, near base to koydim shalom base, koydim. You light Shabbos candles first because of shalom base. Says the Rambam, why? Shari Hashem nimchak, lasa shalom ben ishto ishto. Anyone learning sota?
Yes.
Anyone learning sota? So if you're learning Daf Yomi, who's learning sota, we erase Hashem's name. Why? Shalom base. So if you have a question of shalom bias or praising Hashem, what do you see wins? Shalom bias. You see that from Sota. You see that if the Pursuming Ace is praising Hashem, Shalom bias is Shalom bias. Same Shalom bias between Yeshu Yishto. So Shalom bias wins. And that's the true credit since it's Beferish that way in the Rambam. The Gemara then has a different Kasha now. What about Shalom Beiso, the Kiddush Hayom? Lighting candles in Kiddush Hayom. Near base of Adif Bishum Shalom Beiso. So near Beiso wins because of Shalom Beiso. Now, by the way, Kiddush Hayom here has to mean that you made Kiddush in Tefillah already. Because if you didn't say Kiddush in Davening Friday night, then it's Kishes Deraisa. So it's very hard to say that lighting candles is what? Derabanan. Kiddush is Deraisa. So we're talking about here when you made Kiddush on davening. Alternatively, if you don't have wine Friday night, how do you make Kiddush?
On bread.
So you can make a Kiddush on bread, so you have another opportunity. So we say Kiddush, it cannot be that's Kiddush Deraisa versus Shalom Bayis. That Shalom Bayis doesn't beat, Derabanan is not going to be a Deraisa here. It just means it's not, you can do Kiddush in another way, either through davening we go to Deraisa, or because of challah, but it's not the question of one versus other on that. So that's also simple. But Rava, where's Rava Yoshiva? Unbelievable. Boy, Rava, Frecht, Rava, Kasha. We even have to use the Sefer even. Ner Chanukah, the Kiddush Hayom, Maho. If you have a Ner Chanukah, now what wins? Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayom? What wins? So, Mao kiddush hayom adiv to tadir. Well, maybe kiddush every Shabbos, so tadir sheino tadir. Something that's more common should have priority. Al dilma, or perhaps near Chanukah adiv mishum persumenisa. Maybe Chanukah is better because of persumenisa. Baser di baye after Rava asked the kasha hadir pashta. He answers it up near Chanukah adiv. Near Chanukah is better. Why? Mishum persumenisa. Because Persumei Nisa is more important than Tadar Shein HaTadar. An important Taisvis. Now that this Taisvis is important, Rabbi Isai, it's the Shabbos. Says Taisvis as follows. Hadar Pasha Ner Chanukah Adif, Yishun Pasha Nisim. So you see that Ner Chanukah beats out, Persumei Nisa beats out, Tadar V'She'eno Tadar. Says Taisvis. V'nir L'Rashba. Now this is not the Rashba, the Sephardic sage of Shlomo Ben Adaris. Right, this is Shmuel ben Aaron from Johnville. It's a different Rashba. So don't. We're not in Spain right now. We're still in France. Right, Venir al Rashba. Kishchal Rosh Chodesh Tevis. This was Shabbos. This week, right, when Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on Shabbos, right, the longest Kriyas Torah that you can have, besides Naso, right, but we have three Sifrei Torah. This is Shabbos. Sheish lahafter Beneris de Zacharia. So what the haftarah could be the Shabbos haftarah, but we usually put Shabbos haftarah for a special haftarah. So it could be Rosh Chodesh haftarah, or it could be Chanukah haftarah. So what do? Says the Taisvith, we do the haftarah of Chanukah. Why do we do the haftarah of Chanukah? Mishum persimitah nisa v'lo b'sham kisi she haftarah Rosh Chodesh. So we do. You see, persimitah nisa, Rosh Chodesh comes more than Chanukah. Right, Tadr v'Sheino Tadr. We see from the Gemara what has priority, Tadr or Persumenisa? Persumenisa. So the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Chanukah. That's the first thing. So if you oid, it says, besides that, Kevan Shamafter Korah B'Shal Chanukah, the last Aliyah that we read, Sefer Torah number 3, the Shabbos, Yesh Lola Haftar Me'in Shekara. Well, if the Maftir is Chanukah, the Haftarah should be Chanukah. Okay? Well, fine, but now why is Rosh Chodesh the second Sefer Torah and Chanukah the third? So why is Rosh... If Chanukah beats out Rosh Chodesh, if Pirsumei Nisa beats out Tadr Shein HaTadar, shouldn't Chanukah beat out Rosh Chodesh as far as the laning? I mean, the second Torah is saying, void, we read the after of Chanukah because we're after Chanukah. But why wouldn't we read the after? Like, usually you'd say, what Kriya Satara should go?
The latecomers.
I don't know such shoals. They're really latecomers. No, Tadr should lose to Chanukah. Chanukah should go. Should be second day for Torah. So why do we do that? Listen to this. Came on the matz and the tarvayu. When you can do both. Tadr persumenisa avidei on tarvayu, but tadr koydem. Avahecha delo efshel mevet tarvayu. This is a very important tesis, by the way. Persumenisa adif, right? So when do we say tadr v'sheno tadr? Back to Mishnah Berurah, actually quotes this. He brings this halacha, this tesis, and he says it's a very important insight. It's good everyone came tonight. You'll remember this for the rest of your life. This tesis, tadr v'sheno tadr, is only an equation when you're going to do both and there's kadima. To question what you do first, right? So then Tadr v'Sheino Tadr can win. But if you're only going to do one thing, says Taisvis, forget Persumenisa, Taisvis says, then Tadr v'Sheino Tadr does not necessarily win. It's not it's not an equation. When you're going to only do one thing, right? You're going to do one of Torah. Is it going to be Tadr v'Sheino Tadr or Persumenisa? Persumenisa wins. One of Torah. So you're not going to read two of Torahs. You're going to have either, you could either do Kiddush. Or you could, on wine, or you can buy Chanukah candles. Kiddush is Tadr, Chanukah candles. So you only can do one. So then Tadr passes down. But when you can do both. And the question is what goes first? Then Tadr Shein HaTadr gives way to Persumei Nisa. That's what Taisvis beats to Persumei Nisa in this case. Well, if that's the case, by the way, so the Haftarah. It makes sense, right? Why you don't do it. But he says another thing. There's a third teretz. Okay? V'oid v'kriyas ha-teretz. Ein kol kach persumenisa says, anyways, When we read the Torah on Chanukah, what's a Kriyas Torah on Chanukah? I hope everyone comes to Shacharis. What are we reading? What? Nisim. I have a question. Does that have to do with anything? Does that tell you about Chanukah? Okay, it's an Indian, right? Because it happened originally. I can give you a drasha about it. I had a mashkich from Lake where it's a beautiful drasha in the Kriyas Torah, but it's not pursuing Nisim Chanukah. Right, it's very transcendental. It's not really. It doesn't remind you of the Maccabees, you know, the Kriyas HaTorah. It really has very little to do with what? That what?
I guess we should read different parts of Baal
Yisrael. Yeah, no, it's right. You saw it in the first bit. It's Zeichel based on Mikdash. You're saying?
No, the Aaron was promised
that. That reminds me of a few weeks ago. He says it's not such a pirat suminisah. The aim moment is kimoneiros. The haftorah focuses on the menorah, on the nearest of the menorah. So that's pirat. The nesiim is not lav dafka. It's not really focusing on the. Lastly, it says onir l'rash, but al korcha chitim ashor shchedesh. Right? Kedei shamafti yikro b'shul chanukah. He's a little bit of a concept. Whatever you read last, this is actually in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Whatever you read last, that's what you do mafter on. Says maybe Chanukah could have come first according to last opinion, but you know what? Since you want to read the Haftarah of Chanukah, we made sure to read Chanukah last for that reason. Technically speaking, Chanukah could have been before Rosh Chodesh, but since the Haftarah wants to be about Chanukah, so we push out the right. This is a very halachic choice. There's a lot of you sleep this over here, right? The bottom line, of course, is that we'll read the Shabbos, Miketz, Shchodesh, Chanukah, Haftarah of Chanukah. Why do we have Torah of Chanukah? Because Haftarah of Chanukah is pursuing Isa more than Rosh Chodesh. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? So we saw multiple reasons. Either because Tadr Shein or Tadr, if you can do both, Tadr wins. Right? So then you read Rosh Chodesh first. Or because the reading of Chanukah, the pursuing Isa of the Torah reading is not so much. Or thirdly, because really, the Chanukah should be read before Rosh Chodesh. But we have another reason to read it last, and that's because we want to read the Torah, right? So we read it the third Sefer Torah. It says the Gemara Vayter.
I think the Gemara Megillah discussed it, whether Mikra Megillah doich Sefer Mitzvot. No sense.
Mikra Megillah?
Doich certain Mitzvot.
Right.
Like Kohanim, right?
Yeah.
It only allows when you can fulfill both of them. Like Kohanim can go to bring Karbonis. Over there is also Pirsumenisa
Doicha. No, exactly. It's a little bit different. That's a little bit different in general. Okay. It's all connected. It's connected to this. But I don't want to. It's like. It's not apples and oranges, but it is a discussion of Pirsumenisa. So there's Kuchimitsu Veris. Other types of things get involved in there as well. So it's a little bit different over there.
Okay.
But it's a good question. So this is the Gamargis. Omar Rav Huna. Shiran. Who's Rav Huna? Where's Shiva where? No! Sura!
I'm still with Rava.
You're still with Rava. Yes, that's Rav Huna. The poor Shiva is there. Here go. This is parenting 101 tonight, Rabbi Sai. Here go, Benair. Haven lay Bonim Tami Dechamim. Mama should give all the Gazach. Yerago Benair. You can have children who are Torah scholars. Says Rashi. Banim, Tamidei Chachamim, Dechsiv. Why? Because it says in Mishlei and Proverbs, Kinir Mitzvah V'Teira Or. Ayidei Mitzvah the Shabbos V'Chanukah, Ba Or HaTeira. If you do the Mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos and on Chanukah, you can come to the Or of Teira. Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look on the side, it says it a little bit differently. It's about 2/5 down, the Rabbi Chananel. Omer Rabba, everyone have that?
Yeah.
Near Beis Adif, near Chanukah, Umekidesh Hayom. Then he skips, then let's just go to Omer Rav Huna. It's the next dot. Omer Rav Huna, everyone have that?
Yeah.
Omer Rav Huna, here go near Chanukah, I'm like, bottom Tamid Chachamim. What does Rabbi Chananel say differently? What does he say differently, Rabbi Chananel? Then Rashi. There you go. He only says Ner Chanukah. There are Meiri also, Menachem Meiri, the great Rav Ravens, also only says Ner Chanukah. Rashi says Beder, Ner Chanukah, both their Hanukkah and their Shabbos. I saw that the Rav Yoh, was the Avi Ezri, one of the great Rishonim. He actually brings down a Hanukkah near Hanukkah, near Shabbos, and Neris in general. And he brings down the Zekeno Shal Shaul HaMelech. There's a Chazal that say he used to light many candles, and then the merit for that he had Shaul. So Rav Yoh actually learns that near Hanukkah, near Shabbos, and many other candles. Now, what does it mean, Hirgo Baner? What does it mean if you're all Gomaner, your children? I mean, well, every Jewish parent wants their children. So what does that mean? I mean, today, almost everybody lights Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, right? Not everyone's children are scholars. So I wanted to give you a few opinions on this. It's an important topic. Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina. Judge, how's that Rishonim book? Where did Rabbeinu Yonah live?
Rabbi Yonah? He was in Israel.
Spain. So you had 5 seconds. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah is like this. He says it's in Igeres HaTshuva. He has a drash l'noshim. Right? This is the Igeres HaTshuva, and he's going to actually quote this tomorrow. He tells us how we light candles. Kishimalekes is haner b'erev Shabbos. When you light candles Friday afternoon, tizayir b'nafsha, be very careful. Lahalik mi ba'oid yoyim, to light while it's still day. Ba'oid shashemesh nirish, while it's still, the sun's still out. V'poshas b'nafsha. If she was gravely negligent, lahalik achar shkiyas acham, if you pass shkiya, harei mechalela says a Shabbos, you're mechalel Shabbos. V'oil and avsha. Whoa, is two women who lights at that time. If it's cloudy, if there's any doubt, in those days didn't have clocks, didn't have, right? Get a taniach l'shivcha nachris. Get a Christian girl. O yishmelis. Rabbeinu Yonah was living in Spain. And when he lived in the 13th century in Spain, Spain was part Muslim, part Christian, depending where you were in Spain. He's writing to all of Spanish Jewry. Right? If you're in the northern Spain, you're in the Christian Catholic Spain, southern Spain was Islamic Spain. Has nothing to do with it. And then he says like this, Umitzvah Gedayla, to light it late, and you should be careful to light yourself. And he says, and not even to that point on anyone else. And he says, you should make sure to rock be'adayim, Nikiya, you should wash your hands first, your hands should be clean. And he should say the bracha, and he said that the spal ba'os l'shav, and I should pray at that time, which the Magen Avraham actually brings down in Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham also holds you should pray at that time for your children, that your children should be great in Torah Yerushalayim. It says shavetvila zu nales bal b'sha'a shehira near mitzvah. He quotes our Gemara. He says that you see that person who's careful in the lighting will have children who are righteous. So Rabbeinu Yonah understands that Hirgo or Rago when Amri said, do we Rago to do it at the right time? Right? Rago, actually, the Rabbanke Mishnah, he also says he's Zoyer. You should be very careful to light the nearest Hanukkah at the right time. The Meiri, says that you should be, the way you do it has to do with excitement. Right? With not like, this is a mitzvah where you don't want to do kacha kacha, right? When you're saying the bracha, you want to focus on the bracha. When you, right, all of the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbes, Tzaddikim, you ever see they like chanchaneris? They wear with hats and jackets on, or whatever they wear is mechubad for them. They're all dressed, they wash their hands first. I've seen many of Sfarim say that for a woman to like a Shabbos candle, she should be dressed for Shabbos. Right? Should be with an excitement. It shouldn't be wearing, you know, weekday clothes. Should be covered Shabbos. So that's how the Meiri says it. The Tor and the Smag both bring down that you should light with the best possible beautiful candles. Hargul and Eretz, if you want to have children, don't go cheap on Hanukkah candles and Shabbos candles. You know, today people spend so much money on their children's education. And they worry about it. They have Chazal. Can't get better than this, you know. This is you want your children to be righteous. Don't cheapen out, right? On Shabbos candles and on Hanukkah candles. It should be good oil candles for Hanukkah. Shabbos candles should be nice. Actually, we'll see the Peliyates in a second. In a second, should be nice. Should be proper. And the Pesach Le'in Einayim. Who's the Pesach Einayim? It's the Pesach Einayim. Shiran is the Pesach Einayim. Where's your Sephardi pride? Pesach Einayim is the Chidah.
Oh, Chidah.
Heard of the Chidah? So the Chidah says in Pesach, he wrote dozens of works, but the Chidah is Mamash going awesome. He says that when he says Haraga Vaner, he says it means you should have many candles. Don't just have two candles on Shabbos. By the way, I think this is one of the sources that we light for family members. We don't, technically speaking, have Zachar Shamar, so why light any more? Have more candles. Add on to the candles on Shabbos. Then you'll be Rogel, like Lily lived out. Haraga Vaner, and more than the necessary candles. Even lighting the for Shabbos candles, or Rei Chanukah could be Mahadrim and Mahadrim. The Peliyates says that as well. But listen to the Peliyates says this. Says the Peliyates, there's a piece called Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. Right? Peliyates is primarily a Musar Sefer. It was a Rav in Yugoslavia. Svari Rav. You do a Mamar Chazal. Shahazar Bahen, if people are careful Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Zoyche Labanim Tamidei Chachamim. So what does he say if you do? In Zahiris, so he says Zahir. Zahir. Is that our Gemara? What's it mean? Rogel. We have Haragel. So he says Haragel Bahad means to be Zar, which is actually, again, the language of the Magen Mishnah. So what has she do? She had Kli Shemalik Bona'a. Vinaki, right? You have your glass cylinders if you're using oil. It should be cleaned out. Your Hanukkah candles, you shouldn't just stick the candles in. Clean the thing out. Do it proper. Like you'd have a Mechubad. And again, people spend so much money on tutors and this, and by the way, it's not a waste of money. Because I'm telling you, it's a Gemara here. You want to have good children, what you should do. Vishyalik, Meshem, and Zayin, Zach. Light olive oil. Uvishabis, Yarba, and Eris. Add on to candles. Umatoy, this is actually a Shasha Shevet Psilus. He costs him Shem Hari, and Arizal brings down Shatavas Haneris, the preparation of the candles. Many are Noyeg like the Arizal, myself included, that the setting of the candles the husband should do, right? Shatavas Nesha Ayidei Aish, V'ha'alaka, and the woman lights. So that both the father and the wife are involved in the midst, so the father sets up and the wife lights. V'cham, listen to this. The Peliyates, right? Parenting 101. We bechol mitzvahs with all the schatz, the kai mitzvah, and the muvchar, right? If we're careful, we're zahir. People spend money on a good esrog to the mitzvah, and we're spending good money on here. Alasus, why do we spend more money? Because Hashem, we love him. We love his mitzvahs. Al achas kama v'kama by near Shabbos and near Chanukah. How much more so? The keilu shabab scharo schar toiv, right? Ki iten ish kohon beisav. How much will we give for our children to be righteous? What do we do that our children to follow the way of Hashem? Ki iten ish kohon beisav. You have the choice: $100,000 in the bank, or your children to follow the way of Torah Hashem. Of course, you give Torah Hashem, right? The kisa shal Torah v'ani noeg lomer koyma. And then he brings out a prayer that he says before he lights Chanukah candles, which actually some siddurim have a beautiful tefillah, how children should be righteous, and of course many women, when they light Shabbos candles, have a tefillah they say as well. But he says, if you're going to put money into a mitzvah, be careful. This is the mitzvah you want to go ahead and do. The Gur Aryeh says that that you do it zrizus. How wrong am I going to do it zrizus? I saw today, actually, the Menorah Semaor, actually, Rabbi Tzadik says a little bit like this. Why is it that the reward here, what's the connection? It's a nice thing. Rashi says, Ki ner mitzvah Torah or. But what does it mean? There's a lot of ner mitzvah Torah, literally ner mitzvah Torah or by the means. Literally means any mitzvah, by the way. The Pasuk eventually says ner mitzvah Torah or means any mitzvah. Right? So why this mitzvah? Why this? So why does lighting Shabbos candles and lighting Hanukkah candles correctly lead to children or Torah scholars? So I saw this. I told Rabbi Lubetzky because he spoke here Sunday night, and it fit very nice with his share, right? For those who, was that, almost everyone has here for the shir, right? So, what did he say for Sunday nights? That Hanukkah candles, and same things by Shabbos, he didn't discuss Shabbos, is the chiddush of Hanukkah candles, when the Shalavicha ve'agedcha, is that Hanukkah candles, it's not a fence, it's not a gate, it's not a protective, it's not protective from it. So most rabbinic mitzvahs are protected. The whole Gemara is kasha of Vitzivanu, is here it's a mitzvah which almost is made up by sages completely. There's no connection to protecting, to doing anything like that. So Hanukkah, why do we do Hanukkah lights? Simply because our sages said to do that, right? It's believing the sages. So many by Shabbos lights, because our sages said to do that. So what's the reward of listening to our sages in Hanukkah lights and then Shabbos lights? It's that your children follow. You follow the sages. It's not a mitzvah in a Torah. It's not a mitzvah in a Torah. It's not even a protective mitzvah for the Torah. It's not don't eat chicken and cheese because you'll eat beef and cheese. That's what it's about. Don't do this on Shabbos because it comes to the rice. It's nothing to do with that. It's purely mikoyach Chazal that we have Hanukkah, right, and Shabbos. So when you follow Chazal, you don't just follow Chazal. You follow with such a fervor, such a love, and your children are zeichet to be sages as well. For following the sages, your children become sages. That's the so Hafla fella, beautiful. Okay.
So light as many candles as possible, or according to the number of your kids? Is there like a rule how many candles you need? Like 10, 20?
The Minhag Yisrael says how many children you have. Some people light up Kabbalah more or less, but the Minhag Yisrael says how many children, so you can think about your children. So you're going to go up soon, Bezrat Hashem. Right? This is a good reason to have many children, right? Many more candles. Actually, I just on this note, just reminded me, the Gachli Eish, which is a Pirish on this 3-day Eish, he says that he gives a little bit of also a dehair why it is this way. He says, why these two mitzvahs? He says, because it really represents how you have good children. How you have good children. He says, Shalom Beso, Shabbos candles is the house. Chanukah candles is what? Persume Nisa. Because if you want to have children that are fear Hashem and are good Jews, they need to see Torah in the house, right? And some people have Torah in the house. They go outside, they take off the yarmulke, they don't act because they pretend like they're for the hamonam, right? He says they're opposite people. There are some people who are very pious and shul, and they beat their wives, God forbid, or in their house they scream at their kids, whatever it may be. He says for children to grow into Torah scholars, you have to have a twofold. You have to have in the house and the street. And really, that's the Gemara saying, Harago Maner, if your children see in your house your Shabbos candles, and they see the Persuma Nisa, which is really supposed to be outside, the Chanukah candles, is outside, then you'll be zeichet to have children who are Talmid Chacham. So the one that says Vaiter. Hazar Mezuzah, zeichet Yirna'ah. Person is careful, the mezuzah will have a good deer. Now, of course, this Gemara, the Ramban says in Shara Gemul, actually quotes this Gemara. I think it's the seventh parak of Shara Gemul. He says that this just means it's a merit to get this. You could have demerits which take this away. But in theory, if you're zoicha to a deer or not for having a mezuzah, no, right? A careful mezuzah. Hazar b'tzitzis, zoicha l'tasa, you have a good shirt because that's it. Hazar b'kiddush hayom. Zaycha mamali garbi yayin. You'll have bottles, good kegs of wine. Now, again, this is of course not your reward. It's char mitzvah by Amalek. There's no reward in this world. It's an additional benefit of it. But again, you could have demerits which take it away. And sometimes the Ramban says, on the contrary, Hashem doesn't want to give it because it'll be negative for us. But it just means, in theory, in a vacuum, you should merit these things for doing that. Rav Huna, remind me, where's Rav Huna Shivov?
Sura.
Okay. Refuna, have a rogel, have a chalif etani apischa Rabbi Avin. He'd always go by the door of Rabbi Avin, Nagra, who is a carpenter. Chazet have a rogel with shragi tuva. He saw that he had lots of candles. Amatre gavre ravreve nafke mahacha. Right? He says, this guy, such a person will have two great people come out of him. Naf ki minayu, because he was kiron kelos. Rav Idi bar Avin. Who doesn't know Rav Idi bar Avin? You learn Shas. Rav Idi bar Avin. Alright, Rav Chia bar Avin. And he had these two good eilim, these two great amarayim, came from because he was careful of about or. Rav Chista, where's Rav Chista or Shashiva Alex? Surah. He was actually a little bit younger than Rav Huna. They're together. So Rav Chista Haviragel, Rav Chista Havigat. You don't need a Rishonim book. You need a Tanaim v'Amarayim book over there, all right? Rav Chista Haviragel, Davi Chalif v'Tanai Pisul Debe Nasha. Rav Shizvi. You pass by Debe Nasha, the father of all of Rav Shizvi. Chazad Haviragel Shrage. He saw was very careful with candles. I'm a Gavaraba Nafik Mahacha. Nafik minayu Rav Shizvi, and it came out for Rav Shizvi Rashi to be Rabbi Alvin Nagra. He was Charshet, he was a carpenter. Rav Shraga, he was very careful with Shabbos candles. That's the next story, by the way. Chalavatani over Shona Kloma over Tamid. He came back and forth many times to be Nasha. Rashi says Oviv. He went by Rav Shizva, Shizvi's father. The Ikadam, some say it's Chamiv, his father-in-law, right? The next Rashi is the Chasnikim. So because the father-in-law was very careful, he was zayichet to have a son-in-law like Rav Shizvi, a great Amora. Tosfos Chazud Aviragle Bishrago. So the first thing. By Rabbi Avin, Taisa says, "Pirish habal veisha," the husband and wife. L'chach amri tregaver avervi nafki mahacha. That's why he had two great sons, because the husband was careful about can lighting and the wife was careful about lighting. So he had two great sons. L'chach amar. But later on, mechazav vergila haisha, right? He saw that the wife was careful, right? And since the wife was careful, what happened? One is husband and wife. So he had two great sons. It's just the wife. He had one great. I thought one of the other, I think twice, one of the Achronim, the Marsha said it, that no, one was careful about Shabbos and Hanukkah. So he had two. One was careful just about Shabbos and only had one great son. Okay? The next Taisa is actually an important Taisa in Halakha also. We saw that Rashi brings out two opinions. Debe Nasha can mean, it's a weird word, by the way, Debe Nasha. So Debe Nasha can mean either a father or father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Says Taisa, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kfar Nifter Aviv. So why would he say Debe Aviv? He's talking about where the father passed away. Chach Ka'amar B'Halisha, the Imechayim, he was living out, having, it's just a Debe Avuha. Rabbeinu Tam said in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shekoyisvim Kesuba im Ave Akala Mechayim. If when you write a Kesuba when the Kala's father is alive, you would say the Hanala that she brings Debe Avuha, Vim Kvarmeis Koyisvim the Hanalas lay Debe Nasha that she brings for he passed away. Okay, which is, by the way, what we do. I've written quite a few ksubas. If the father passed away, it's Debe Nasha. If he's alive, it's Debe Avuha. The Rashba says, even by Chaim, we find the Lashon of Debe Nasha. It says, we see the Perg Mishahech Shech on Shabbos, that the braider of Ahuna Barachia, the son of Ahuna Barachia, Ashechel Guvle Debe Nasha, he saw that the caretaker of Debe Nasha, right, took a gobble, he was doing lush. He was mixing oatmeal for animals, actually, on Shabbos, bran and water together, which congeals. Like, you can't make oatmeal on Shabbos because of lush. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So he sees a guy doing it, he kicked him to stop him, right? He like, kicked the caretaker, right? To get him to stop. Then his father came, and his father actually says, no, your grandfather holds was okay. So he said, you see from there, says the Rajba, that Debe Nasha could be refers to even a living person. So we actually paskin, as I said, that if that if he's alive, we say Debe Avu Aneksuba, and if he's dead, say Nasha. And I saw that Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Miketz. That's why I wanted to go into Rabbeinu Bachya. It's learning it this week. So Davar Beitomatov. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, what's the pasuk? Nashani Elokim is kol Amali. Bes kol bes avi. When does Yosef say that? Kina shani elokim. Menashe. So let's pass it. Kina is Menashe. Nashani elokim is kol amali. Right. So he says mizek koren zal bes avia shal isha benasa. Right. Because Hashem made me forget. Menashe comes from forgetting. Kol bes hashicha. Right. That we call the Rebbeinu Bachya says when you write benasha means how she forgets. Because what do we say? Kenyaz of ish as ishto, as aviv as imo, and she gets married. That would mean that any beinasha would be any woman who gets married. And any ksubok, we have to say beinasha. So if her father is still alive, it's a chutzpah to write that. But if her father's already dead, then you can say beinasha as she forgets. I think that's how you learn the Rebbeinu Bachya. Says the Gemara Vayter. Okay? The Beisayu, the wife of Rav Yosef Shmuel. Where's the verse of the Rosh Yeshiva? Surah. Nope. Pumbadisa. Rav Yosef, who is Rosh Yeshiva, Pumbadisa. Actually, Rava was a student of Rav Yosef, as was Abai. He was a really student. Abai always remember. Rav Yosef became blind, and Abai would always remember him, remind him his learning. So Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, Havis Ma'achra, she would delay. And the Ran explains, how in the world would the wife of Rav Yosef delay? She actually thought that the later you light is, the better it is. Because it's covered, it's for Shabbos, so you should do it. She was delaying. When Lekas, the Amar of Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to her, Ran actually says, she would light the candles during her Tosefa Shabbos. She thought, you can't do Malacha during Tosefa Shabbos. But lighting the candles, which is the covenant of Shabbos, maybe I can go ahead and do it. That's what she thought she could do. Of course, we would never say that. That's what Rashi is going to tell her. Right? So the wife of Rav Yosef was delaying lighting Shabbos candles. Amar Rav Yosef, Tani lo yamish amar ha'anu yomam, v'amar ha'esh laila. So we're talking about the clouds of glory and the cloud of fire that led the Jewish people in the desert. They covered each other. The clouds of fire came out when it was already during the daytime. So says Rav Yosef that the clouds of fire came out during the daytime when the clouds of the glory started. So too, you should light the Shabbos candles while it's still day. That's the thing. Don't light during the period of Tosefa Shabbos. Savrlak Duma. She thought maybe I can go ahead and light it early. Amar lo Husaba. Husaba told her. Whenever you say Husaba, Taisis in Chulin says it's Eliyahu Hanavi, right? It's Chulin. Says Tanina Vavach lo Yakdam lo Yachar. You can't go too early, and you can't go too late. So what's too early? So Rashi says. She wanted to do it much earlier. Tanina shona ani shlo yaktim to lo mincha shel Shabbos. So the paiskim we're trying to bring down too early is plag hamincha. You can't go too early. It's before plag hamincha. Why can't you go before plag hamincha? So the way Rashi says, why not? To lo mincha, if you light before plag hamincha, it doesn't look like it's covered Shabbos. It looks like you're just lighting candles for something else. You need to cover Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan, the great Navardik Rosh Yeshiva, said, what about being Mekabel Shabbos? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you see here, you can't light, by the way, it's the Lach Lamais, not Shabbos candles, not Chanukah candles, you can never light before Plaga Mincha. It's a Bracha Levatol, you don't get the mitzvah. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe you can Mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos, you want to be Mekabel Shabbos? Before Plaga Mincha, he says, well, who says you can't be Mekabel Shabbos? Right? He says, here you can't light. This is a source, by the way, about doing it early. this is your source. Because you don't see anywhere you can't make Makabel Shabbos earlier. You say you can't light, so maybe you can Makabel Shabbos. And then he says that maybe if you Makabel Shabbos, you can even light. And he actually quotes a Trumas HaDeshen, who was a great 14th century sage. Exactly that. That you can be Makabel Shabbos and light technically early. It's Pella, right? Lamaisa.
How early does he say?
What?
How early does he say?
Even from Chatzais. Even from Chatzais. It's been long, you know. Lamaisa, the... Tour, what?
In the winter,
it's
like a couple hours.
Yeah. The tour, right, but in the summer, it could be 7 hours before Shabbos, 6-7 hours. Late Shabbos, it could be Mamash almost 8 hours, right? 7 hours, right? So the Ramah says in Reish Samech Aleph, he writes Lahaktim Kabbalah of Shabbos, Mi Plag HaMincha Ve'elech HaRashus Biyado. If you want to be. Be mocked him and accept Shabbos from when? Plag him in Chelech, then you're able to do the.
So, how do you light your lights hours later?
Well, according to Orach HaShulchan, if you're Makabel Shabbos, then definitely you can light, or you get a guy to light.
You'd have to get somebody else light, because you can do it yourself.
Depending how they want to learn that opinion. Okay. But the Mishabura says, if you of Shabbos, koi plag him in Chelech, if you accept Shabbos before plag him in Chelech, ain the Kalaso Klum. Just like you can't light candles, so too you can't make Makabel Shabbos, right? The earliest. This, by the way, whenever you make early Shabbos in the summer, I always you have to put on the bulletin, right? After. Basically, you is a very short period of time. You can't light candles before, right? Too early, right? Usually, by the way, if you're a single guy, you want to get to Mincha. Right? I always tell them if you go back and light. Because you won't be able to come to Mincha and light. So I said, it's not a big deal. You go daven Mincha, go back to your house, light, right? And you get back in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos, whatever, Kabbalah Shabbos. But you can't light before plag. We don't pass like the Aruch HaShulchan. Pass like the Chavetz Chaim, the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, the Torah, they all say that you absolutely cannot light. Well, actually, even the Aruch HaShulchan said you get light and you can't light. So certainly you can't do that. Can't light. Show us maybe you can be Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara then says, and then we're going to end over here. Amar Rava. Since we talked to having children who are sages because of lighting candle, the Gemara then brings this up. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Judge, where's Rava the Rosh Yeshiva?
Rava is in Pomatis.
There you go. I want to see if 45 minutes later. Amar Rava. Derachim Rabbanan. Havalubanin Rabban. If you love sages, then your children. Rashi says Derachim is what? Oyev. You love Torah sages. Havalubanin Rabbanan. You put pictures on your walls of the Gedolim. When you speak about the tzaddikim, you speak like the tzaddikim. You have reverence, right? You talk about, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a goyid, a tzaddik. You love it. You know why? If you speak, Bill Gates, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, right? They're rich! If I could be like Larry! Right? If your kid's here, then who wants us? Of course I want to be like Larry. Not right? Not like Larry Bird, the soccer player. Like Larry Page! Right? But if your kid's here, you love Gedolim, you love Torah, then they'll strive for that. You're going to be rocking Rabbanan, you love them, you're Rabbanan Rabbanan. Vavasalem Kavla Ben. Right, Havlubon Rabban. If you love the sages like the way that this Rashi says, it's like Ava or Ben, just like a father or son. The Bach changes it, which is a little bit better. Havlubon Rabban, Havavasa. Because you love them, your children will strive to be like that way. The Maiker Rabbanan. If you honor the sages, Havlchatzvanas Rabban. You have sons-in-laws who are sons-in-laws who are Tami the Chachamim. The Marsha says, what's the difference, right? Actually, hold on a second. The Dachom Rabbanan, right? If you have fear of Rabbanan, who gufe have it serben Rabbanan, right? If you fear the sages, you're a chamim, you'll become a sage yourself, right? You have a pachad from the sages, you'll become a sage yourself. So usually, becoming a sage yourself is, you know, we care about our children, but we first prioritize ourselves. So what's a higher level, loving or fearing?
Love.
Usually love, right? Loving Hashem is higher. So Marsha says, the Dachil, if you fear the sages, you'll become a sage. He says, Milas Mida Sa'ava, if you have the attribute of love, Bekom Malkum Vadai, as a general, is higher than fear. Right? El Kevadu Kvar Hurachim Rabbanan. The fact is, if you love sages, right, you must have some connection to Torah yourself. Tim Lo Ken, have Oyeva, how would you love the sages? You know, Shaykhis, the Torah, you're not going to really love them. Right? You're not going to really love them. You may have. Love means love. It doesn't mean just like, it means love. It means not just like idolizing. Love! Like a father to a son. And he says, because you see by Rabbi Akiva, when you were just an ignorant, he actually didn't care too much for the sages. So he says, such a person will have children to be the chamim. But if you're not a sage yourself, then you're going to end up only fearing the sages, and then you'll yourself become a Talmud Chacham. You won't be, then eventually hopefully you can love the sages and your children will be. But the sages is first love is already assumes that you had the fear in this case. And that's why the Maharsha says, usually the fact you're Dachal means, of course you'll become a Talmud Chacham, but love is higher here as well. Don't think it's because it doesn't say you, it's because you already have that already. That's what Maharsha says. Lastly, if you fear the sages, but you're not so. Rashi says, "Sheina ragel sabatera." You fear the sages, but you know what? You know, I said this vignette before. I was once by Rav Steinman, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, the Gedolei Hador, and Bnei Ruk. He should have a long life. He's over 100 already, or he's exactly 100. But he's an elder yid. I was by him, I think 15, 16 years ago, and I was in the Mir Yeshiva. And he was 84. That's 100. So someone asked him for a bracha to be a Torah scholar. So Rebbe gave me a bracha to be a Torah scholar. I was in his house. So he gave him a bracha. He said, "And now you got to learn." He says, "Otherwise, it's a bracha l'matala." Right? You know, all these. If you don't learn, you gotta learn. So if you don't have it, at least your words will be listened to. Like a tzur b'rabbanan, the Maral on this explains that you. I'll just say what he says really quick. The Maral says, "Kizel, a person who fears the sages, even if you don't learn, why do you fear the sages? You're more intelligent, right? But so at least you have more connection to intelligence." That you'll be more listened to. You'll say more intelligent things. You hang around the sages and you fear them. You'll be more want to say things of wisdom. Okay. Chag Sameach. Chanukah Sameach.
Thank you very much. Okay.